Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm here with Jack at Jack Not John, Vic at V-Web. In today's show, we're going to be talking about the Open from last weekend taking place in Ireland. Why is it called the British Open if it's taking place in Ireland? I can't tell you. We're going to be talking about NFL training camp. It's upon us, and the college football season is just 1 month away. But first, I'm so happy to see all of you here. And know that all of us survived the worst heat this city has ever seen.
I think this may have topped the blackout from about, was it 15, 16 years ago at this point?
Wow, we're fucking old.
It's so funny. You walk.
Was it hot during the blackout?
You leave any.
There was no.
Yeah, so what does that have to do with the heat?
There's no power. Scary. There's no air conditioning.
I know it's scary, but we're talking about heat. Ever.
It's hot. Well, it's August.
It was August.
So it's August, and it's like. You know that it's like Norway when it's like darkness other than like 3 hours of the, oh, maybe it's the reverse. There's
it's
no
the reverse.
Dark.
You're thinking of Alaska. No, also. Thinking Alaska's Alaska. Like that also.
Very dark.
22 hours of daylight. No.
Wait, so who gets
no, we're talking out. About heat. You're talking about blackouts in Norway.
Well, all of a sudden we're in the Scandinavian culture.
We're making our way slowly.
I mean, I was
to
in the
Ireland.
Middle of this heat. We're still in it. We're still in it.
We all
it's disgusting
were,
outside. It's raining and it feels like New York's about to collapse into one giant black hole. It's
yep.
kind of incredible. But the epic part is like, oh, it's only 92 today. Real feel, 106.
It's just disgusting.
It was a real feel of 106 today?
The entire weekend.
I got caught in that little rainstorm of 25 minutes.
It wasn't 25 minutes. It was 25 seconds.
I was in it.
It's going to go till all
I was
long,
in a suit.
All day.
In a suit and a tie, I was in it.
Oh, God.
Not near any
that
building.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, it was bad.
But thank God. It was like, I honestly thought about it. It's like the Jews wandering in the desert so fucking hot. They're just praying with their rain sticks for rain.
Do you think
all of a sudden
hot?
The rain came in the desert?
Hold on a second.
Praying with their rain sticks?
You've never heard of a rain stick?
Was that invented before the rain dance?
Rain sticks accompany the rain
well,
dance.
Well, who came first, the Jews or the Indians?
It's the old chicken or the egg.
It is.
The rain dance.
I'm just saying, you need rain to break heat.
Right, but who says it's a stick and not a dance, which is...
It's the, rain dances incorporating rain sticks.
Wow.
I'd love to... If there's some kind of catalog of rain-spirited... Not celebrations, I guess requests.
Rain paraphernalia. Rain dance paraphernalia. Is it paraphernalia?
The rain spirit. No, that is...
The rain god.
You don't only use
apparel,
paraphernalia when you talk about
accoutrement.
Mary Jane.
Accoutrement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one or the other.
Paraphernalia,
yeah,
by the way, I feel like it's like equipment.
Equipment. Like, yeah, it's not only for weed. It's for other things,
rock
too.
Rock climbing paraphernalia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The harness is paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Is a basketball paraphernalia for the sport of basketball?
You're schmitzing.
Yeah. No, I'm crying.
What's wrong with your eyes?
I'm so sick. There's just a tear coming down
so
my eye.
They're so fogged up.
I know. It's terrible.
I don't know if like you're looking at me.
No,
or...
look at this tear.
Oh, God.
He's looking at you because you're next. Last week, I barely had a voice. This week, Ben can't stop sweating. Next week, you're going to be throwing up left and right.
Please, no.
We're going to have to get ponchos and some sunglasses.
Rain sticks. And...
Rain sticks. Swat that vomit away, baby. Grab that net, catch that beautiful butterfly.
Oh, man. But yeah, it was really, really hot this weekend. So what did I decide to do Saturday? Golf.
I followed you up on Sunday.
Yeah, I couldn't do it too.
How many holes did you get, though?
12 in 4 hours.
We got through 15.
How hot was it Sunday?
It was really hot.
Did you,
we
did, you do a little neck towel?
Yeah,
you
we
needed
had
the cold neck towels.
I asked for an ice towel. They said no ice towels, but we're going to give you... a whole bucket of ice in a towel. So there I am in the golf cart holding ice in my towel.
But it's not an ice towel.
But it's not nice. It's just not. I mean, I guess he thought it was like ice in a towel, ice towel. I'm holding it. I'm like putting it on my neck. I have a whole bucket of ice that I'm.
It's like the guy when you ask for an iced coffee and he says, can I give you a cup of ice and some hot coffee?
Kind of, yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's not iced coffee. That's watered down
yeah,
iced coffee.
It's taking it too literal.
It's too literal. Vic, I saw you grilling up some meats over the weekend. What, are you insane?
I mean, you know, if people are going to do it, I'm not going to stand by that grill. But if someone's going to fire
Whoa. Somebody told you to jump off a bridge. Are you going
to
jump?
Look, there's levels to the...
to the madness.
If someone's going
to
do it, I'm going to...
That's a fair point. Of course you'd eat the meat.
Yeah,
I'd eat the
like,
meat.
Seriously.
The man grilling me. What is he, nuts?
It's completely different. Oh, jump off a bridge with me. Oh, I'm making meat. It's hot. I'm going to stand by the grill and sweat. You want to eat it? Okay. There's levels.
The grill master is the one jumping off the bridge.
Yeah.
Same result, death. Whether
well,
you're jumping
I mean,
or
if
whether
he can even move after cooking all the meat.
Well, did he?
He did.
Okay, well. Talk about a schwitz.
I was grilling. Grilling.
So you were grilling.
I found
what were you doing?
I've officially found
the secret. Were you eating
secret.
Or grilling?
I found the secret to napping. My whole life, I've never understood it. I can't nap. I don't do it.
Same.
I don't take naps. Muscle relax. I really don't. And I figured it out. It's the goddamn heat. I swear to you, I took a nap outside by the pool for 30 to 40 minutes.
You know that's called extreme dehydration.
Just naturally.
I also think it's called alcohol poisoning.
Yes.
I mean, that wasn't it because I woke up and I was spry.
No, you weren't. I saw you a couple hours later and you couldn't have been worse.
But the point is, I wouldn't have made it to the 2 hours later if I didn't get that 30 to 40 minute session, you know, on the...
That's great, dude. I'm happy you found yourself a little.
Look,
Patrick
I'm just
Rass.
Saying that I've never been able to nap. And,
by the way, it sounds like a serious.
And then I did it again on Sunday, but I think that's just because I'm eating too much food. It's food and heat.
It's just because you can't stop eating. It's 9,000 degrees.
I literally cannot.
You can't stop drinking. It's 9,000 degrees.
Yeah.
Drinking and you're bound sleep. To fall asleep. But you know where it wasn't hot? The British Open or the Open? Can we talk about that for a second?
Okay.
Why is it called the British
okay,
Open if
sick.
It's in
I'll
Ireland?
I'll tell you right now. I did a little due diligence. Northern Ireland is part of Great Britain.
Ah, there you go.
So, by the way,
it's that simple.
Didn't take much research.
I don't think that's. It's also the oldest of all the majors.
That has nothing to
do
with
no,
it
no,
being.
No, but here, because there's three names. There's the British Open. There's the Open, and then there's the Open Championship.
By the way, I think the Open Championship is the U.S. Open.
No, correct.
That's the U.S. Open.
I think they both get called it.
So are you?
I think
so
it's at the point where I'm taking everything as gospel, and every time an announcer just goes, "And we're here at the Open,"
it's very confusing. Are you telling me that if we're in Montreal, can they have the French Open?
They could.
They could.
They're
even
under
though they're in Canada,
but they're technically under. No. They could have the British. They're a province of England.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're an English. Land.
Yes, I believe it's an old wooden ship that docked from the UK.
They used to have the Queen of England on their bills.
Mm. So what you're telling me is that if
they
I'm at the
speak French, they're Brits, but they live in Canada.
What you're telling me is that if I'm at the Sands Casino, I can have the Indian Open.
Oh God, just stop me there. Just stop.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you're gonna need some financing, but yeah.
I'm just saying you can.
Where's the course? Does the Sands have a course?
No. We could build one. I'm just saying it's rather confusing.
It is confusing.
What's confusing? Northern Ireland is in Great Britain.
No, it makes sense. I'm just saying it should be the Irish Open.
No, the British part, I'm fine with.
This
they circulate.
This is the second time it's been in Northern Ireland.
Great, so call it
fuck you.
Call it the
no,
Open.
But sometimes it's
by the way,
Scotland.
Actually, everybody should be able to claim it. Where's it going next? You know?
It's probably somewhere in England or Scotland.
Good, so it'll be the British Open.
One of the three. All right, let's settle on the Open.
The Open.
Shane Lowry.
48th.
We were close, by the way. We said Rory McIlroy by a million. We just picked the wrong Irishman.
By the way, we did a terrible job this week, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Besides,
Rory missed the cut. We showed Phil some love. This guy can't stop shedding weight. Brooks Koepka, he's always in the hunt. I'm still going to consider he was in the hunt. He played with J.B. Holmes. You know, he lashed out about the slow play. He's still in the hunt. He's still grabbing headlines. But, yeah, Rory, we all took Rory. That was like a podcast.
Yeah, I sadly took Tiger.
Follow.
Also missed the cut.
The problem is that Shane Lowry wasn't on our sheet. It's not our fault.
It's Vic's
fault.
If
our sheet,
actually,
Vic,
I have to go back to the records. He might have been in there.
No,
like 100-1.
I looked. He wasn't on.
So
the
it was only
the field?
It was only Phil.
He was 80-1, but he wasn't on our sheet. And I'm only saying that we would have picked him because obviously you picked Rory because he was an Irishman. So maybe we saw another
Rory
Irishman.
Rory is from Northern Ireland.
And then we could have retired and stopped doing this podcast. We could have run away to an island 80-1. Think about that, Vic. Throw $1,000.
Why go to
80 grand?
Why go to an island when you could run away to Sands Casino an hour and a half north
and host a golf tournament?
Exactly. We could have built the golf course.
You could have called it the Lowry Open.
We could have. But Shane Lowry really just destroyed the field. 15 under par. Sorry, 9 under par.
No, it was 15 under.
15.
Sorry, 15 under par.
It was that
oh, yeah,
Saturday.
Fleetwood was 9
yeah,
under
Fleetwood
par.
Fleetwood was 9 under. It was the Saturday. Shoots a course record. Maybe it was a course record. Open record. Whatever.
8 under.
The open record. 63.
He was 8 under.
A 63.
He was 8 under on Saturday?
He was on fire. He went plus 1 on Sunday. He didn't have to
do
much.
I tried watching a little bit on Sunday.
There was nothing
to
watch.
If there's an intense heat, I want to get inside and watch some golf.
Okay, for the record, Shane Lowry was on our sheet. I have to get it out there. He was on it.
You're lying.
It was 80-1. You're right on the 80-1. He was sandwiched in between Patty Reed and Ian Poulter.
Well, that's... Oh, he actually showed Poulter some love. And Patrick Reed, Captain America... Fuck.
I think we showed Poulter the opposite of love.
Why is he Captain America?
Because he had that one Ryder Cup. But he's such a fucking loser.
Patrick Reed?
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of him snapping his club over his knee?
Yeah, we posted it.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So everybody has. Yeah, nice. We're all in this together.
Patty Reed was in the hunt. Also,
glad you know what we're posting.
Lowry's... They're probably still going nuts over there.
Did you see him celebrate?
Dude, he
yes, I posted
with
that as well.
He
did
slept
you see?
With the, they're calling it the, what's it, the something jug?
The claret jug.
The claret jug.
They're not called, that's what it is.
Oh, I thought that you were going to say something about, like, he slept with my sister or something. Not my sister. Your
She's
sister.
Taken.
No, not mine.
Your sister, Maddie.
Saying yours. You were saying Shane Lowry last night slept with blank.
Let me handle this. Your sister, Maddie, is seeing a nice young man.
I'm talking about Victor's sister.
No. This is about your
Maxine.
Sister.
Maxine. Victor's sister, Maxine.
Look, this God, is what Ben Shane does. Lowry. He tries and gets out of things that he just, there's no escape.
You know what the thing about these Irishmen? Yeah, here
you
I
mean
go.
Britishmen.
These great Brits.
Ireland only.
Lowry is out there. Like, if we won, we're celebrating, you know, a couple Heinekens, Coronas. Lowry's out there celebrating with Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Irish car bombs. No wonder this guy's so fucked up.
Yep.
He was crushing it.
He slept with the trophy.
They're cheersing with massive...
See, you keep the way that you say that.
Guinness.
It sounds like you're going to say a woman.
Trophy.
I know, but he slept with blank. Don't you think he's going to say a woman?
I mean, it was him,
it's
trophy,
a
and then his wife. It was like the new baby, you know, being born.
By the way, you want to know what I read this weekend? There was an article, a woman married a light fixture.
Wow. Vicky still has hope.
I
she married a lamp.
I love lamp.
She loves lamp. Fucking lamp. And this is not the first light fixture she's been in a relationship with. I will post the article on our Instagram. Ben will tell me how to do this because I don't know how to post anything. And I'll post the fucking married to a light fixture.
Who ordained that marriage?
It's a young priest
probably
out
someone,
of
someone at IKEA. You know, she married the Bjorka. You know, yeah, it's the one where it just hangs over the couch, and it's like got this weird, like translucent.
It's like the Pixar light.
By the way, that's a great place to get married, IKEA. You get married, great you buy warehouse. All your furniture, you go get some
space.
Meatballs, go get some Swedish meatballs. Have you had IKEA Swedish meatballs?
Jesus,
I've never been to an
you
IKEA.
Know,
really? But there's one in Brooklyn. I thought you go to everything in Brooklyn.
At first,
no, that's too mainstream.
At first, I didn't believe Ben was sick, but now that he's talking about weddings in IKEA,
Swedish
meatballs in IKEA. Granted, there's great food out in Red Hook. You don't go to hometown. You just walk right into that water. But
no, you can stop. Hold on. There's that ice cream. Ample Hills.
Ample Hills is amazing.
Ample
I can
Hills
talk about
is
Ample
great.
Hills. Ugh.
Ben's never been.
Oh
to
God, the giant gobs of cookie dough. Or is it the cake batter? Which one? I don't know.
Vic, finish your poke.
I have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about.
We're speaking Brooklyn.
You're speaking Red Hook, but that is a fantastic segue into us talking about, wait for it, what have we been waiting to talk about since we started this fucking podcast? Football.
Pigskin.
We've been waiting so long because it's just been inappropriately far away. You can't talk about football when training camp is a month away, 2 months away. College football and the NFL are right around the corner. I can smell the pigskin.
This past weekend was the last week you saw us without football until 2020. So,
thank God.
It's about time.
Yeah, overseas, the season starts this week.
Well,
so we get
I've,
to watch a little
I've
New
actually
Zealand.
Been on the up and up with the CFL, the Montreal Alouettes.
The up
I've been,
and is, is.
And you can't forget about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Is that a league?
Yeah, CFL.
Oh, the CFL. I didn't realize it was in Britain.
Oh my God.
Everything's in Great Britain.
It's in Canada.
I said Montreal Alouettes and Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Fuck off.
Do you even know where Saskatchewan is?
So it could be French.
It's not French.
But it's,
what do you,
but
it's
Canadian.
Canada.
Yes, football is making its way back. Training camp starts this week. We're officially 1 month away from college fucking football, where my Miami Hurricanes are going to put the beat down on the fucking swamp.
They're literally going to put the beat down on no one. And I'm
Let's
not,
go,
not
boys.
A Miami fan. They just suck.
This is our year.
Yeah.
Victor, I have a question. How many times have you laid the points on Miami, regardless of sport, and lost?
I'm incredibly convincing.
Actually, basketball, I have a fantastic track record.
How many times have you laid the points on Miami football and lost?
It's sort of getting even. It'll get there by the time I.
I'm pretty convincing.
Yeah.
By the way, totally. It's like, God, Jack, who do you? For some reason, Miami's +3 at Alabama. Like, Alabama. No, it's Miami.
You got to ride Miami.
Sucks.
You got to ride him right into the ground, baby.
But
you got to ride him. They have nothing left.
Right into the ground.
But the season starts August 24th. I mean, we're getting a really good game August 24th. That's earlier than in years past. I mean,
oh yeah.
Remember last year? It was Labor Day weekend. So
Camping World Stadium in Orlando. Nice little neutral site between Gainesville and Miami. Yeah, the Gardens. For all those people who think that every Miami team plays in South Beach, you're wrong. It's just Miami. Regular city, no strippers, no hookers.
What's the point?
I'm just laying the foundation. So for everybody who thinks that they play in South Beach.
So it's Gators Canes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty juicy. I mean,
Gators by 10. I'm calling it now.
I disagree. Well, they're the 8.5-point favorite.
Wow. I should be a bookmaker. Who knew?
You're a housemaker.
Who knew?
You are.
Who knew? A win could be by one, a win could be by 25.
Homemaker.
I said win by 10.
Win by 10.
I disagree, but I'm not going to get into it. We still got a month, but training camp is here. Jets are hitting the field. Le'Veon Bell back on the field in over a year.
Well, it doesn't matter where the Canes play because all the action is in the Southeastern Conference, the SEC, and headlines are rolling through because LSU has, I think state-of-the-art is putting it lightly, they've got futuristic locker rooms.
Did not see that coming, by the way. LSU? Nice.
Is this going to be a problem for the rest of the league? Because
the league?
Is this going to be a problem for the rest of all of the NCAA? Country,
the FBS.
There you go.
I would transfer to LSU. These kids aren't getting paid. Why wouldn't you want to go to a school where you get treated top notch? Treated top notch.
They'll get treated top notch, but I mean, what
they don't get treated top notch. They have nap pods.
What LSU has put in is out of this world. I mean, each guy gets their own sleeping pod.
Someone literally said, "I have no reason to go back to my dorm room. I've got everything right here."
By the way, that's what I was worried about.
Eat, totally. Sleep, homelessness.
I was worried about that.
Sleep, breathe,
football. It's promoting homelessness, and honestly, I'm not about it. I think LSU is promoting something really bad here, and they're disincentivizing going back to your dorm, studying, and hitting the classroom.
Totally. They're also incentivizing you to study in that chair.
Go to sleep in that chair. Did you see? They have, like, crazy taxi in there. Did you see that?
No way. They have
so sick.
They have games in the thing?
Not in the sleeping pod, but in the locker room.
Oh, in the locker room.
Oh, you're not impressed.
No, I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm just like, if it was in the nap pod, that would be something.
You got to get out of your nap.
It's just a bit ridiculous. So, like, what do you... And I think they also have these, like, I don't think it's cryotherapy, but they have something with, like, a boot. Like, they get in there, and they're hanging out. They got charging ports. Like, what...
By the way, charging ports is what
charging
ports.
Look, it's there.
What does charging ports have to do with cryotherapy?
I don't know. Why don't you ask the guy who wrote that fucking article that I read? Because now I just feel like a moron.
Why don't you take a step into that bathroom?
They've got iPads hooked up to watch film. They've got sleeping pods. They've got cryotherapy. And oh, by the way, multiple charging ports for your Androids, Apple Anonymous.
When you say charging ports, are you talking about outlets? Simple, basic outlets?
Or like one of those like cool ones where it's got like 8 wires stuffed into one.
Dude, I could get that on Amazon for $27.
Somehow that made the list.
that wasn't even what you said.
That made the list.
You're like, God, it's crazy. State of the art. They have cryotherapy or what do you call it? Outlets.
I'm telling you. I didn't say
nothing to do with cryotherapy.
Here we go. The upper portion includes digitally locked storage. Okay, that sounds dope. Charging ports for personal electronics and helmets.
Six Flags, dude.
Charging helmets?
That's cool, but
custom magnetic nameplates for each player. Okay, dope.
Vic, these are standard
things.
That's
just the top portion. The lower portion. A seat that folds out into that bed for napping or layout with a Normatec recovery boot. An iPad dock for watching film or consuming non-football content. I guess what? That's just
jerking
off.
That's a normal
time.
That's a normal iPad.
They're basically saying don't leave here ever.
Totally.
More.
Right?
And by the way, here's what the paragraph was. More charging ports. I'm reading.
Wait, is this all in their little pod?
And a custom fit cup holder for hydration.
It's called a cup holder.
Take that at face value. I don't understand what's going on. Are you trying to create a resort? Is this the Ritz-Carlton inside of a locer room?
Look, they're trying to do what Google did. If you make it nice enough, nobody ever wants to leave.
Everything's free.
That's
breakfast,
it.
When
free.
You describe it, it sounds way more shitty than it looks. Yeah, am I the only one
they're trying to make it like Google. They look like a bunch of douchebags.
Cup holders, outlets.
It was just the adjectives
you know,
that I used.
All the fancy stuff.
Not just fancy. Sexy.
Sex is that.
No, it's just weird.
That is sexy.
What the hell is a hydration cup holder? Beyond a cup holder.
I guess.
Literally, you could get that in a Volvo from 06.
Maybe they just don't have the rights to something. So, if you have to choose between, Gatorade, Body Armor, Powerade.
Normatec.
Smart Water, Coconut they have Water, Norma-Tec. Vita Coco. I mean, look at I am just shouting at brands left and right.
Well, look, they can spend as much time in their napping pot as they want. They're still going to get fucking smacked by Clemson and Alabama.
Roll Tide.
I think it's a three-man race this year. I got to throw my... I'm kidding.
You know,
it's
I not. Usually hear three-man. Well, I never heard three-man. I usually hear three... Why do people always say three-horse race?
I'm going men. These aren't even children.
These are three-man race.
Grown
I remember
men.
The track and field like it was yesterday.
By the way, it should be a three-horse race.
It always three is. No, race. It is. Like, horse race is a horse race. Men don't always race.
That's the point.
Sometimes three men just get inside of a studio and they do a podcast about sleeping pods and locker rooms. And
this is a three-boy race.
You know, I remember the three-man race like it was yesterday. It was in Royal Port, Russian Ireland. They called it the British horse race, and everybody said, why are we calling it the British horse race?
All righty. Well...
I was going to bring it back stateside and just say, hey, did you see that three-man race up Madison the other day? But
What three-man race?
That's the thing. There three men that's don't just say, okay, run, and they just start running. I said three-man race.
All right.
Now you go silent?
Yeah,
No, I'm not silent. I just don't know what you're saying.
I called it a three-man race as if three men are lining up at some arbitrary line that they designed, saying, all right, Joe, Kevin, you ready to run? All right, let's go, race.
Wait, who else? You said Joe, Kevin, there's got to be...
And the speaker.
What about the three-legged race where it's two guys and you get the legs attached in the middle and they're going 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Remember those relay races?
Is that sack bag? Bag sack? Potato sacks?
Potato. There's a few. Oh, it's part of the relay race. There's also the...
The egg.
There's also... No? Oh, the carrying... Egg. There's also the one with the orange in the neck.
What's
and you
end?
Look like you're just necking and making out, but like...
Oh, yeah. I think that's another egg.
Yeah, that's another one. It's an egg or an orange.
I have a question.
Orange.
I don't know what it is.
You want it to crack if you drop it, so it's
no,
an
but like between your neck. You're not carrying a fucking egg in your neck.
Yeah, you are. So if it smacks, you're... It's funny.
I hate to interrupt this incredible conversation, but I have a question.
Very intellectual.
Should Trevor Lawrence have gone to the NFL?
He couldn't.
No.
You don't think he could have?
No, he couldn't.
He literally could not.
He's
why?
A freshman.
Oh, redshirted.
He redshirted.
So now, I think after this year, technically.
He was a true freshman.
Oh,
he
last year? He was a freshman. Oh, because he came in so early.
Ben, so the rules of football.
Yeah, that makes that a very bad question.
No, no, it depends when you play, though, because if he had not played all last season, he could have redshirted that year, but because there was the injury.
But he played a whole season.
Okay, I know, the butt. I'm giving
you,
I'm giving
you can't play more than four games to
I'm
redshirt.
I'm giving the background. We were watching it that day when they played Syracuse. When he came into the game because the other
four great, and he
injured.
Played more than four games.
I'm just giving foundation, you motherfucker.
So
fine.
Ben,
so he could, not have come into the NFL because you need to play
I think
for
the
a minimum
question
of two
is
years.
That
three,
you got
unless
play three.
You do some type of Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah. Remember that Larry Fitzgerald did like some army
no,
training
I don't,
program.
I don't think
so
you need
he
to dial
Pittsburgh
back to
home.
Like 04 to
01.
01, Jesus Christ!
Played the Miami Hurricanes. Team.
Pittsburgh.
I'm just saying. I'm giving. By the way, that's probably the only foundation.
I
and Maurice Clarett did it also, but that guy just decided to buy a bunch of guns, and that did not end well.
I think the question. Should that guy Herbert from Oregon, should he have gone pro? I mean, look at where Daniel Jones landed.
No. Because all those
he was a higher prospect.
Oregon quarterbacks are it's system.
Mariota. What about and so you're saying the guy from
Mariota is different. Mariota's probably the only Oregon quarterback he had drafted since who is that guy from 2001?
Tyrone Jackson, the
no,
guy in the Seahawks.
Not him. Joey Harrington. Remember Joey Harrington? I'm really dating my
you're digging
NCAA
too deep.
Football 2001 days on PS2.
You're digging too deep.
Game of a lifetime.
That's real deep.
But the point is that everybody's playing for, I guess, third at this point. Because it's either Clemson or Bama's playing for second. And then everyone's playing for third. God,
Georgia's
sad.
Probably three.
Hey, you don't have a shot, but
Michigan is
how's
up there.
Third place sound for you?
Where did Jalen Hurts go again?
He went to Oklahoma.
Alabama.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, so this is that actually is a three dog
Oklahoma.
Race. Oklahoma.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Justin Fields.
Eh. Georgia's stacking. They got Jake
number
Fromm coming back. Georgia's going to be fine.
They're at Miami.
Look, Georgia had their chances.
Miami sucks. The only Miami team that we should be talking about is the fucking Miami Dolphins.
Why?
They're because
illegal. That's the only team we should be talking
that's
about?
That's the only team in Miami we should
they're
be talking
awful.
About. Them and the Heat. No, the Miami Dolphins are better than the Miami Hurricanes.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
By no means.
Yeah, they are.
If you take no. The only way they're better is if you vastly...
Have the Miami Hurricanes ever beat the New England Patriots?
They have. The only way they could actually beat them is if you vastly outweigh the value of an undefeated season, 72 Dolphins, If you think that an undefeated season beats five national titles over a period of 18, 20 years, first one was 81, Eric Dickerson, I don't know. Anyways.
Last one to know.
My whole point is that if you think five titles over 20 years gets outweighed by one undefeated season, then sure, the Dolphins are better than the Hurricanes. But they're not. And you're off your rocker and you're sweating. God knows what else. You're seeing double.
I think it was kind of a joke, man.
No, it wasn't really a joke. So. I just think the Miami Hurricanes suck. And
fuck you. We don't suck.
And the Miami Dolphins also suck, but at least it allows you to talk about the NFL.
Do you know who the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins is? Don't say it, Vic.
Is it Tannehill still?
No. He's on a different team.
Who's the quarterback of the Dolphins
right now? By the way, Tannehill's in Tennessee, right?
Who's the quarterback of the Dolphins right now?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
All right, well, they're the worst team in the NFL.
All right, you sure?
Magic, baby.
He's back.
You saw what he did in Tampa? He loves that.
He's doing.
He loves those temperatures down there.
Speaking of Fitzpatrick, what are you most excited for heading into training camp next week?
As a Jets fan, I actually think this is something to watch league-wide. You want to see what...
And by the way, it's Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen does not. I think Fitzpatrick has the job until Josh Rosen.
You think so?
I mean, one guy's played football. It's Josh Rosen.
By the way, who's the new head coach now that Case has left?
The guy, the linebacker coach from New England.
You gotta love that when a linebacker coach all of a sudden. No, hold on.
Do you mind if I address
linebackers?
Go back to the Jets. You were saying who are you? I'm saying who are you looking forward to?
I didn't love the signing when it happened, but I think you got to monitor this Le'Veon Bell situation. I didn't love it because we're not a team that's poised to win now, and we're throwing the house on this guy Le'Veon Bell.
Who
hasn't played in over a year.
We got him at value at cost.
We got him at over 50. I'd rather get a young guy. Running backs' careers don't last that long, but it's. Yes, that's what I'm most excited for. How's Le'Veon Bell going to come out week one of training
camp?
Could you shut the fuck up and let me address this?
I mean, I would love to stop myself, but I just can't because you're out of control and you're out of your element, Donnie. All right? We got him at value. He was supposed to get 4 years over $60 million, so we got him 4 years for 52.
Two.
We got him at value because he held out.
I didn't say not value. I'm saying he's older. He's an older back that hasn't played in over a year.
Right.
But,
no contact.
But a running back's career is not that long. And he's taken a lot of hits.
By the way,
and he's a year out of football, not a year in another sport.
I agree with you.
This may set some
kind of precedent for running backs going nuts throughout 4 years, saying, you know what? I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to relax on the beach. I'm not going to get hit yet. The guy hasn't been hit. In literally
he's
a rap, year.
He's rapping.
And a half.
He has different interests. I mean, I hope.
Dude, the guy's down on Miami Beach running with weights tied attached to him, schwitzing in 106 degree humidity. He's ready to go. I couldn't be more excited.
Are you? My point exactly. He asked me what I'm excited for. I'm excited for Le'Veon Bell.
I'm not positive you heard him.
I did. I didn't like
it. He said, end quote, I'm really excited for Le'Veon Bell.
No.
What are you doing?
What he said right before that, which was. You know, I originally. What are you doing? You are out of control if you're going to tell me you didn't love the signing when it broke headlines. Le'Veon Bell, arguably the number one running back in the NFL the last 3 years. You weren't excited when we got him for $15 million less than everybody should have given him.
He didn't play one of those years, so not.
What the fuck are you talking
about? You said last 3 years.
Oh, my God. You know what? And you want to get in technicalities. I'll shove a technicality right up your ass, buddy. You're lying if you weren't excited when you heard the Jets are signing Le'Veon Bell.
I think
he said he was excited.
No, he didn't.
I will pass the question now to you. What are you most excited for heading into training camp? His answer was, quote, I am most excited for Le'Veon Bell.
That's why I brought it up.
Good, Victor, you. Who are you most excited for?
I mean, you stole my answer, you son of a bitch, but I'll go with the popular pick that everybody wants to see, the Cleveland Browns and Odell Beckham Jr. paired with Baker Mayfield. And if there's something wrong with that, then you may want to just shove it somewhere else. Because if you're not interested in the Cleveland Browns, you're out of your mind. They got a ton of primetime games coming up. I don't know what their first preseason game is. I'm very excited to watch it. I'll pencil it in my calendar.
By the way, when does Kareem Hunt is Kareem Hunt suspended or it's just like
it's 8 games?
It's just like he's a bad guy.
Is it 8? I thought it was
he's got 8 games. Suspension.
I thought it was 8 games. Unless I'm crazy.
Still a nice pickup.
Or is it that he was just incredible?
It's not like
he's an asshole.
He's an awful human being, but talent wise, what a pickup.
Look, the NFL set the precedent when Adrian Peterson came back and nobody cared, and when Michael Vick came back and nobody cared. So
look at Ray Rice.
No, Ray Rice is, I mean, he's gone.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ray Rice never left.
But that was a really horrible video.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That video was really, whatever. I'm just saying that the NFL seems to turn.
Sometimes not harsh enough.
Not harsh enough.
Ray Rice initially got 2 games.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Yeah, because they had the video footage that they chose not to release. And speaking of things not to release. I mean, it's hard not to see this GQ article. And Ben is a longtime Giants fan, turned Jets, turned Raiders, turned Jets, turned Giants fan.
Back to the Raiders.
I need to know.
Oh, there's a Jaguar stint there.
What you think about his comments about Pat Shurmur and the front office. And, quote, the only reason we had primetime games as a 5-11 team is because I was on the team. I don't know what to say about that. I feel like the Divas coming back, and I don't want to see it in Cleveland.
So, nobody on this podcast has heard me talk about the NFL yet. So, you guys don't know. You know a little bit from Instagram, but you don't know that I really struggle with my fanhood. I'm a Giants fan through and through. But, occasionally I'm a Raiders fan. For 1 minute, I was a Jets fan just because Claudia was a Jets fan. It was
Claudia's
whatever.
Doing it.
I thought that I was able to do it. When the Jaguars were making that run against the Patriots, I wanted to be a Jaguars fan. But really, I am a Giants fan, so I will answer your question. The New York Giants suck. They are a terrible, terrible football team. Saquon Barkley is a saving grace.
He's incredible.
And he can't do anything about them losing. Because Pat Shurmur is a fucking moron, and before I answer that question about Odell Beckham Jr., I'm going to throw in another thing where he said originally that Eli Manning and Daniel Jones will be duking it out for QB when actually he announced today that Eli Manning will be the starter week 1.
By the way, I kind of like that.
There's nothing to like. Eli is washed up. He sucks.
100%. But I really think at the quarterback position in the NFL, especially this guy, Daniel Jones, he doesn't have the most talent in the world. He needs to learn the book. He needs to learn the system. He needs to learn the NFL. And I think if you could have Eli Manning in there for like a bit of a stopgap for a team that's not going to go anywhere, let Daniel Jones get accustomed to what it is to be an NFL starting quarterback in New York.
And here's my problem. It's exactly what happened last year. You can't bench Eli Manning. If you bench Eli Manning, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's benching a Hall of Famer. You can't do it. You start him week 1, he plays week 16, you miss the playoffs. It's
benching a 2-time Super Bowl champion
and Hall of Famer.
New York.
Yeah, you can't bench him. So if you start him week 1, that's it.
Let him play it out.
He's
Let
your
him
starter
lose.
For the year.
I don't think for the year.
No, but even if you lose, what's he going to do? He's going to retire
by the
a
way,
loser?
By the way, it's different than starting Geno Smith or who else did they start? Did they start Geno Smith, didn't they, like a year or
yeah.
two?
Yeah.
It's different than that. It's different than taking the Jets scraps and putting him in as a starter. You have the number 6 pick. This is clearly a guy that the Giants believe in Daniel Jones, and he's the heir apparent to Eli Manning, and I think Eli's going to play himself out of the job. I think Eli's going to go on his own terms. Eli's going to be a mentor to this young guy. My fear for Giants fans is that Saquon just gets driven to the ground. You know, he's the only thing to watch on that team. So I think that he's going to take a lot of hits. He's going to get a lot of burn. And the other day he said he could hit 3,000 yards. So this guy's a fucking horse, and he's going to put on a show.
He's a horse.
You bet he's my number 1 pick if I could get him.
Yeah, I mean, he should be the number 1 pick in anyone's draft.
I mean, yeah, look, the draft, it goes back. I mean, this conversation can be had, I guess, for the next 10 years.
Thousands of years.
Whether for thousands of years, should the Giants have taken Sam Darnold or should they have taken Saquon Barkley? You know, it's funny because if we had taken Saquon.
I think it's good for both teams.
If the Giants had taken Darnold and the Jets had taken Saquon, there's none of this Le'Veon Bell. But then who's our quarterback? And I don't fucking know. Quite frankly, I don't want to know. We got the truth. I'm excited. Second year. Yeah. It's kind of nice when your first year is nothing because the second year they expect Nothing.
Cool. I'm sorry. And you two are moron Jets fans. I'm just stopping you right here. Saquon Barkley is obviously better than Sam Darnold.
It's so much different, though.
Yeah.
I get it. 100 times out of 100, you don't take Saquon Barkley over Sam Darnold?
It depends what team I have. I needed a quarterback. We can't go another year saying, who's our franchise quarterback? We have Sam Darnold. He's a franchise quarterback. He's an SC guy. He could handle the bright lights in New York.
I get it, but you take Saquon Barkley, you lose again, and you draft the quarterback. I'm saying you don't – I just personally, I don't pass up on who is – more than a generational running back. He could be the greatest running back of all time. He's that built. I'm not saying he's going to be. I'm not jumping to conclusions. I'm just saying you look at his fucking legs. You look at how he can run. You look at how he can catch.
You're really underrating the prospect that is Sam Darnold. I mean, he's been lauded as the next big thing in the NFL. I mean, he's a prime talent, and he was decent last year, but we're building around him, and
we
just added Le'Veon Bell. So, Le'Veon Bell is still a top three, top five at worst running back in the league, and we get to pair him with Sam Darnold.
Isn't that nice? At worst, we have the top five running back. Dude, this is a guy that was taken number one.
He's not top five. Le'Veon Bell is the I think he's the best running back in football.
I got to see it after a year of no football. Of course. I still got to see it.
Yeah, no, but this is. I think this is Kawhi Leonard. I think it's very similar.
Oh, I fucking hope so.
No, really. I mean...
Everything just comes back to Kawhi.
It really does.
he seems to talk a lot more than Kawhi Leonard.
But it's the same type of thing where we're like, oh, Kawhi's going to come back. We don't know if he's going to be good. Let's try and not have recency bias and remember that Le'Veon Bell is the Pittsburgh Steelers. He took, in my opinion, a very, very, very overrated quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. And made him look really good.
Blasphemy is a shunda. What are you doing over here?
He's leaning on one rookie
the
Super Bowl.
The guy is a rookie, went 15-0.
He was amazing. Ben, and the rest of his career has been downhill.
Big Ben's a beast, dude.
You don't think he's overrated?
No. The rest of his career, he had several Super Bowl appearances since that time. He's proven.
How many games did the Steelers lose last year that they should have won?
All right, that is the worst question. By the way, you're one of those reporters, like in the post conference, like, so how'd you feel about that? And the player just looks at them and they're just like, all right,
Did you see that Blake Griffin interview?
I'm out of
here. Where they said to him, they're like, God, basketball players come off as really stupid.
Oh yeah, yeah, so funny.
He's like, it was Jimmy. Yeah, he's like, yeah, they come off as really stupid because you're asking them questions after they've exercised for 2 hours and
like 7 seconds after they've exercised for 2 hours.
And they're terrible questions. It's like, so if you could have done something differently, what would you have done?
It's like 3 minutes into the third quarter, you pass it to Reggie Jackson. Do you think that was a bad play? I mean, Reggie's 0-for-12 tonight. Like, give them a break.
Yeah, you just got to give the blanket response. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch. Oh, my dog!
Marshawn Lynch. Is he still in the league?
No.
I think he's gone.
I think, no, is he still
in the league? Why'd you say no with such conviction? I bet he's in the league.
I think he's retired. I think he just retired.
I think he just retired?
Just hung him up. Yeah, the Raiders, he got tossed in a game, I think. Like, it wasn't even last season. Was he in the league last season?
Yeah, but... He was,
yeah, I did say it with conviction because I knew I was right, and then I did that thing where I like, but there are other, I was wrong.
There are also some surprising teams out west. I mean, I'm excited about the Chargers as well. They were exciting last year. Obviously, we still have the Rams.
Yeah, but
it's LA.
While we're on the Chargers, we need to talk about Melvin Gordon.
Yes.
Normally, I would be, because that's our boy.
The Chargers are not the same team without Melvin Gordon.
Oh, my God, no way.
He seems to be holding out of training camp like Ezekiel Elliott.
I can't take these holdouts.
We got to talk about this. So let's start with Melvin Gordon.
My fear for the Chargers is that they're not like these other teams, like the Cowboys. If Zeke holds out, Jerry Jones could be like, all right, I'm caving. This guy's incredible. I have more money than God. Let's get him.
Yep.
The Chargers, they're not very stable. I mean, Melvin Gordon wants that big deal. It might be a little tough to keep him. I mean, I do think they end up keeping him because he's also top five, top six running back in the league, and you got to keep him. You got to put him around Phillip Rivers, and that team can make some noise with a healthy Keenan Allen.
The problem I have with this tactic is like these players sit out, and it's because of the money. We all know it's because of the money. As every athlete loves to say, it's a business. I understand it's a business, but
secure the bag.
The problem behind this is there's this thought that let me sit out because you need to see what you look like when I'm not there and when I'm not on the field and have fun. And I'm going to go somewhere else, I'm going to get paid. And I don't like it. I don't even know what Zeke's doing. Dallas has been nothing but kind to this guy. The first year it was the offensive line, whatever. People said anybody could have run behind that offensive line.
By the way, he's been suspended.
He's suspended for six games two years ago.
Dallas has been it's.
I think that C.J. Anderson did a really big disservice to running backs. And I'll tell you, coming in and just eating Todd Gurley's lunch. No, it's not that. We always talk about this. It's how good is the quarterback, or is it how good is the O-line? How good is the running back, or how good is the O-line? And that, I think, is what owners are starting to see. It's like, do the Chargers just have an amazing O-line? I'm not saying Melvin Gordon isn't amazing. I'm not saying Ezekiel Elliott isn't amazing.
The Cowboys have an incredible O-line.
We know that Saquon Barkley is amazing because the Giants' O-line is shit. Seriously, like point blank. So it's like, okay, the Rams' O-line was really good. Is Todd Gurley incredible?
It's about how do I spend my money? Am I going to put it all on this one guy who, running backs, short careers? Todd Gurley is, I mean, it's really sad. Like, that's CJ really having to capitalize on a broken running back. He played big, and Todd Gurley's knee and foot, whatever, never going to be. I don't see him ever being the same. Out of Georgia, towards ACL, really bad injury. But you're right. C.J. Anderson has paved the way for these guys to take 1-2-year deals later on in their career. They're still rested, get conditioned, and fill in. I mean, it's hard to stay in shape at that age, but C.J. Anderson has just made himself into another contract.
Yeah, and he's made it seem like NFL teams should be spending all their money on lines. If the O-line is stout, the quarterback will be good.
Same with John Connor. Le'Veon Bell sits out.
Identical.
In comes John Connor.
Identical.
I mean, you look at the Patriots and Bill Belichick. I don't even know.
That's the perfect example.
Maybe since like Marshall Faulk back in the 1990s, they never had a premier running back.
It's name always, me three.
They
name
don't
me three.
Need one. Running back three. By committee.
Name me three.
I can't. I literally can't. The Patriots have maybe gone through 90.
Sony Michel is going to be a premier running back.
Sony Michel.
And coming into last season, he was one of four that they were going to use.
I think he was number four behind Burkhead.
Yeah.
Burkhead, James White, Deion Lewis. No, Deion Lewis.
You can't forget
out
Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I know I'm dating a few years ago, but the point is they had these guys that you never heard of, and they're packing groceries, and all of a sudden they're dancing in the end zone, and there's no big name running back, and they figure a way how to do it. I don't know how. I'll tell you how.
It's a great O-line. But what about the wide receiver running back flex for the Patriots?
I love that.
What was that guy's name?
Oh, Danny Woodhead?
No, with the dreads. What was his name? He was like 6'6".
Cordell Patterson.
Not like Garrett Blunt. Oh, he was Cordell Patterson.
Cordell Patterson.
From the Vikings, from the Raiders.
And he's taking running back. Yeah. You know, Jets sweep.
And he was great. He was great.
They figure it out.
He's
they
really
figure
good.
It out.
He was
the
good.
O-line.
He was good. He was good.
He was good. He was great. It got really the title. Fast. I don't know about who else, but Tom Brady's having too much fun jumping off cliffs. So
I was just going to say.
You tell me what's wrong in up in Foxborough, because I don't think there's anything wrong.
We posted that video yesterday, so I hope that you guys had a chance to see it, but if you didn't, take a look at the video of Tom Brady cliff diving with his, what is she, eight-year-old daughter?
She's real young.
He's jumping off, and she's clearly apprehensive to jump, because why would you want to jump over cliffs into the water? And he says 1, 2, 3, and she doesn't want to jump, and he jumps and rips her arm into the water.
By the way,
I wouldn't have been shocked if he was holding her arm and she was still up there.
If Tom Brady tells you to jump, you jump.
Oh, totally.
If Tom Brady tells you to jump. That's, you know what? If everybody says jump off the bridge and one of those guys is Tom Brady, I'm jumping.
Totally.
You're starting to sound like, and I know I said I'm not a scary movie fan. I just watched It this past Friday.
Yikes.
Holy crap. You literally sound like Pennywise, the fucking clown.
Oh,
right,
you're
now.
Damn
and
right,
you're,
I do.
You're terrifying me.
You're damn right, I do.
Because the kid, for everybody, I mean, it's the beginning of the movie, but the kid's arm gets fucking eaten.
Oh, I was supposed to see it tonight.
Don't worry. It's like I'm giving you nothing there. I'm giving you the first 10 minutes of the movie. The movie's 2 hours. I had my head under the covers.
Oh, sounds like Lion King.
And the kid's arm, literally probably 8-year-old.
Yikes.
Kid's arm gets ripped off. So like when you just said Tom Brady jumps off, I'm like, oh, well, you know, that makes sense because you have this little clown
in a
sewer who
just
eats
someone's
arm.
Is Tom Brady the GOAT, but he happens to be a really bad parent?
I don't know what the hell
it was. I think it's fine parenting. It's bizarre. what's the right word? He just like
it's a bizarre decision.
It's a bizarre decision. I think
it was bizarre.
I think he came with love, like he was hanging out with his daughter.
Yeah, like
the main question for me.
All he knows is competitiveness. He's like, I see a tall cliff, I gotta jump. If my daughter's with me, you're coming with me because this is something I gotta take.
Should Tom Brady be suspended? I think Tom Brady should be suspended. I can say why, but I want to know if either of you feel that he should be suspended.
Do you say suspended because he's violating a clause in the contract? Like, you're not supposed to engage in, like, a dangerous sport, dangerous
yes.
activity? I think that should be something that the Patriots handle. Because he's not harming maybe TV deals, but he's not hurt. So we're still going to watch. So if the Patriots want to penalize Tom Brady for jumping off a cliff into a body of water, like, during the offseason, and he's perfectly fine. It's not the Aaron Boone thing where he played in a pickup game and broke his fucking knee.
No, but I'm that just saying hilarious. it didn't. This was no normal cliff dive. It was very bizarre. Like, I've jumped off a cliff before, and you look to the bottom, and there's water. It's not like you have to leap over a bevy of rocks.
What kind of cliffs are you jumping off?
I'm jumping off small hills. Small hill jumps.
Small hills.
Into a pile of dirt.
And
into a pile of leaves.
It's not like you're jumping over a body of water of sharks with laser beams on top of their heads. Shout out Dr. Evil.
That's honestly what this looked like, though.
It was scary. I would never jump off a cliff. Anytime I see, like, in a movie, it's like all the kids are, like, out in nature and, like, come on, like, you got to do it. You got to do it. And the kid's like, no, I don't want to do it. It's like, okay, do it. And then everybody just does it. His daughter didn't want to go. You know, he brought her in.
You don't think he should be suspended?
I don't think
you
should be suspended.
Are we suspending him for bad parenting? I'm missing the point here.
No, I'm suspending him
because
he could have gotten hurt. It's the same thing. If I see Tom Brady, no, seriously.
Dr. Soffer, take a seat.
If I'm the Patriots and I see Tom Brady, if I'm the Patriots and I see Tom Brady riding a motorcycle, he's suspended for a game. If I see Tom Brady hang gliding, he's suspended for a game.
It always comes back to
if I see Tom Brady in a hot air balloon. He's suspended for a game. Not multiple games, one game.
The difference between what those examples that you just brought up, jumping off a cliff, instantaneous. Hot air balloon, hours. All right? Hang gliding. Hang gliding.
Hey, honey, quick, take a picture. I'm dead.
It's even worse.
Yeah, but you go to, exactly, though. Engaging in an activity for an hour is much worse than the instantaneous impact upon jumping from a cliff into a body of water.
I don't think there should be a suspension.
No suspension, but maybe a slap on the wrist or being such a
shit
parent.
Slap on the wrist or maybe some kind of new provision in everyone's contract. Don't, when you're on vacation, tell us what you're going to do. Send us your itinerary. Cliff diving with the kids. I think that would be a nice little, let me just cross that one out. And why don't you guys just go enjoy some ice cream?
Giselle couldn't step in and be like, hey, Tom, you know, I think maybe this is a bad idea. Also, they couldn't find
nobody from his fucking PR team said, hey, Tom, you and Vivian jumping over off a cliff is probably a bad thing to film and put on social.
Also, if you're going to film.
It's still up.
If you're gonna
Did you notice
if
that?
If you're going to film it, have them from, like, in midair hitting the water. Not come on, honey. Honey. Honey.
Not him
honey.
Pushing his daughter off a cliff. It's also, why is it still up? There's so much controversy.
Because
everyone's talking about it. He didn't want to delete
it. He's TV12. He's a winner.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
He's a winner.
You know what I love? I actually think Jack hates him. We've never been on record about this. Vic, me and you have no reason to love Tom Brady, but we fucking love Tom Brady.
I like Tom Brady.
You do love Tom Brady.
I like Tom Brady.
You like Tom Brady.
I like Tom Brady.
All that I'm saying is that Tom Brady transcends rivalry. You love Tom Brady.
By the way, I agree.
That's the problem. The Jets have been relevant. Maybe this year we're relevant. Le'Veon Bell, you rip off.
Rivalry.
We have a little wild card division matchup. Who knows? I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to do this because I do this every time. The Jets sign someone big. It's not like we're going to the Super Bowl. Or maybe we are.
The Jets?
Maybe.
You're not.
Maybe.
Is there anybody in sports that's like Tom Brady where he can transcend rivalries? In all of sports.
Derek Jeter, number two.
You have to ask Red Sox fans. I'm pretty sure that they disagree with
you. I think in the entire 100 year of Red Sox Yankees rivalry, because it goes back that damn far, I think Derek Jeter is the only person, because I've spoken to Boston fans.
Mo.
He is the Mariano Rivera also. They are probably the only two, and maybe Roger Clemens because he used to play for the Red Sox. But
no, definitely not.
Only ones that can do it. And Derek Jeter, he's in the field with Federer.
I was going to say Federer.
It's you can hate him all you want. You can't be from the same country. God damn, when you're witnessing excellence, you just
what about
stop.
What about Satchel
there's
Page?
No snobbiness. There's no snobbiness to them. That's the best part. There's nothing snobby about Brady. There's literally nothing besides the fact that he wins year after year. And I sort of just don't understand how he's still doing it at 41 years old. And we all think that they're going to go back to the Super Bowl again.
He shouldn't be suspended.
I mean, if they're going to go back, they're going to go back.
Let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. We asked, we polled our listeners and said, what's your way too early Super Bowl matchup prediction? And while it's way too early, I'll give mine first.
But we brought it up because...
No, we're here.
Is this what we're going to start calling the official start of the NFL, though?
Yes.
Training camp. Players at the field, official start. I declare today the official start of the NFL season.
Yes, and we can now be open to talking about the NFL.
Be open,
on this
Ben.
Podcast.
Say it loud, say it proud, kiddo.
Jay Friel, 92, I'm sorry, but you got to get your head out of your ass. Giants, Pats, are you insane? Laceface 616, KC versus Nola.
Scary name, by the way.
Laceface, KC versus Nola. That's
I like that.
I like that too. Vic, what do you think?
What do I think? I believe we are going to see.
I believe that we will.
The Chiefs, because Patrick Mahomes is not slowing down. Let's just call a spade a spade. I think it's Chiefs, and I don't want to say Rams because this guy M. Hardoon said Chiefs Rams. He said it to us twice. God, buddy, get a life. But seriously. I think it could be a Chiefs-Rams matchup. I would love to see Chiefs-Cowboys.
I would love to see it, too. I don't really see it happening. I don't. Well, that's our show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, my name is Ben, at Boy With No Job. Jack at Jack Not John. Vic at VWeb. As always, you guys can follow us at The Schwitz on Instagram. You can join our private Facebook group at The Schwitzers. Request to join. You may enter. And the Schwitz Pod on Twitter, which is still under construction, but if you'd like to be our intern and tune it up, please let us know. And
I think it's going to be Tuesdays.
I didn't
Just
ask you.
Send in your resumes. We'll read them when we can.
Chiefs Saints.
Yeah, by the way, Drew Brees, shout out. Who Dat Nation. And for those of you sweating out there, or should I say schwitzing? Stay cool. Stay classy.